And because I will speak about the life of Vakarelov, here we see next one, here we you see him with his wife. They are always together. On one of our excursions this summer, you see the distance, 12 kilometers walking for one day, and 500 meters derivation, you see, from the town. The place is also metaphoric, because this is a sanctuary of tracks devoted to Sabazios. This is our from tracks god, who later on became Zagreus, and after that Dionysius of Romans and of Greeks, and Bacchus of Romans. As you see here, there is also a metaphor, because all these both gods are gods of vitality, of happiness, of joy, etc. Here you see two big walls, holes, for sacrifices. And here in this region there are many, also from the tracks, from the times of tracks. And on the next excursion we will prepare such sacrifice here. And that's why I have a small present here. This is a baston with original opinion marks here. This is for our next excursion. But please, where Mark Twain was presented by somebody with such baston, he noticed that it is too high. And the person told him that, okay, I'm sorry, but you have to cut here. Mark Twain answered, why to cut here? The bottom is okay. It is too high. And so is it, if it is too long, please do not cut here, but here.
This is high. This is the first one.
This is historical from Alps. And the next this is the beginning of my report. This is a rare occasion when I speaking about money, but the money is only the occasion to speak, because my report will be devoted to numbers and the naming of numbers, the numerals. It is very important topic, because you see Bourbaki told that the reader of his tractat must be able to read, to write, and to count. Here we see 100 billion Zimbabwe dollars, enough maybe for 3 eggs. бе, тук нещо disappeared. Okay. Here you see two banknotes. One of them is 20 billion and this is only 1 billion. Okay. But if we count the zeros there, we see that this is 1,000 less than the 1,000 milliards. Namely, the difference of billions is 1,000 times. And how much is this billion? Obviously, 1 billion, according to the population, is equal to 1 milliard. This is 10 on 9. While that's exactly the higher banknote, the Zimbabwe. And here we have 1,000 millions in Germany. Why is this difference?
Аз дясното натисна. Нали дясното
натисна? Долу дясното.
Това свети тук, ама... The origin of milliard and billion. They came from France. You see here. Как се свети това червеното?
Центъра.
You see, here you see that 1,000 million are equal to the cube of, and the name is milliard. The next moment in this story is again in France, when appears these names of numerals, million, billion, trillion, and so on. What has happened later on? This is our contemporary process of counting. 1, 10, 100, 1,000. 1 million. And after this million, a bifurcation is becoming, and you will see the results. In fact, we have two type of scales of big numbers. The long side is that the second French, in fact, in the time, the first one, when the step is 1 million, you see six zeros are added. Billion, trillion, quadrillion after the million. But sometimes in some nations and countries there are such middle so that the million is divided by two and you have billion, billiard, trillion, trilliard and so on. French arithmeticians, again, France, maybe connected to the French Revolution and so on, they made more logical the scale, introducing the step in the difference, only 1,000 and not 1,000,000, because we had 1,000, million, and after that. And as a result, some countries use up today the long scale, some of countries use the short scale. Here is the short history. France invited the long history, but after that it invited the short history. This short history was used till the half of the 20th century. At that time, America obtained take this system, but finally this system was exclusive in France, but now is in the United States, in Great Britain, in Bulgaria, Russia, and so on. And West Europe use the long side. That is the situation. And very often some confusion appears in translators because they do not know each time how translate billion as our milliard or as billion according to the long scale. When System International appeared, as you see, he is constructed again to the principle of the short scale with the difference of 1,000. It is in almost all the world. You see the map. It is interesting that Greece also has its own scale of Byzantium, in fact. It is in use.
Roman number?
In some, 10 countries, but with letters. Alpha, beta, gamma. So, what was the situation is Hungary, one of the biggest inflation in the history of the world. Pengyu, mil pengyu, what is 1,000,000, but 100 million of millions and so on and so on. And finally they introduced the new banknote with bepengyu, which this bepengyu is factually a billion pengyu, according to the long scale. In such a way, 10,000 be paid you is in fact 10 to 16 degree, and you can count the zeros. And the next my present is this money. I'm sorry, my I am modest in please, here you are.
But how many pensions?
I am limited in my pension. And now the my short observation here. We have the small numerals. Once, the first order, tens, the second, the first order finished before 10, because the digits are the two. The second orders finished before 100. What about the names of this, about the numerals? 1, 2, 3, they are different. But in some language, like Bulgarian and like English, the etymology is very elementary. In Bulgarian, you know, 2, 10, 2, 10. I laid aside such archaic numerals like 4 times 20 plus 10. And we obtain the next order, thousands, hundreds. Okay, 200. 900. The next should be 1,000. But but 1,000 in fact is missing, because after 1,000 comes 1,000. What is missing? We have not 100 of hundreds. And the interesting moment here is that, in fact, there were such missing steps here. Somebody uses is not 1,300 and so on, but 13. This is exactly the missing step here. For 100 hundreds, what logically must appear here, that's the ancient myriad. And we meet it again. Now, what is this part is more logical. We have thousands, we have millions, but 1,000 million instead of billions is used only in some countries. And what about millions? After millions, we have to scale, stopping on 1,000 million and stopping on millions, which is billion, according to. This is very inconvenient, I think. And I have here two examples how we have to read all these numbers. In short scale, in Bulgaria, for example, we have billions after the of milliard, millions and thousands. Long scale in France. You see that the intervals, the step here are longer because we have 800 and so 100 millions, while here we have only, not really, sorry, here we have 1,000 millions and there we have only 100 millions. This is my conclusion. They are here, my conclusions. The names of the digits and of the orders are, how to say, случайные.
Random.
The common construction is a combination of smaller numbers and the next order. For example, 30 is 30, 0 is 3 times 10. 200,000, that is 200,000. Squares, 10 of tens, thousands of thousands, they are forbidden. They are going to the next order. And here I saw the difference between two scales. They are one and the same, they coincide till 1,000, and now on the right 1,000,000 and on left another million, because after millions here we are a step of million and here a step of 1,000. And what is what I have to notice here, that in some orders we use all capacity, so to say, of the order. For example, hundreds. We have 500, 50,000, 1,000, What about thousands? We have 1,000, 10,000, 100,000. But in million, we do not use all possibility because we have not 100,000 millions. And in order to introduce some system in this naming in the numerals, I shall emphasize here that in both scales the step is constant. Here is 1,000, here is 1,000,000. Numbers are growing, 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 but the step of numerals is one and the same. What is obviously not very convenient because we have to introduce new orders. That's why this is a picture depicting this situation with equal steps. I dare to present to your attention another scale in which the steps are growing in some progression, which is the result. I say I am conservative enough. I keep everything million, is then billion, and after that I increase the steps. And I introduce also names, billion, cillion, billion, and so on. As you see, the step is growing with the square of the order. That's a few examples. You see here only countries, thousands, millions, long billion, and after that longer and longer, and as a result a few words in this name are saved and they become more and more after that. In order to be a mathematical report, I formulated two remarkable theorems. The first one gives us
You never write math in Cyrillic,
but
okay, this is something like 10 on the degree of 3k on 3 times 10 on degrees 2k, I think. Are you sure that your laptop change?
No, it's not the laptop, it should have been in French.
Okay, by induction, we obtain this result. And the second theorem is that the product of all orders to the number to the next is equal to the next order. That's all mathematics. Now I will finish with this myriad that was missing in our scales. It has a very interesting history because it was a very important number or notion or concept in ancient Greece, because a myriad, myriads, in fact 10,000 multiplied by 10 on square, was like their infinity. And I was wondered that even in our days, in some countries, in some places, this myriad was used. You see, myriad meter here is on the border stone. So that this myriad has its place in our scales. And I don't know why it is missing. 10,000. Archimedes used his big bidder, those big numbers, in his eminent paper on the number of sons. And he consequently constructed bigger and bigger numbers till this very big number. Of course, it is bigger than the atoms in the universe, not only the sun. What is remarkable here is that he used also growing steps and not constant. So that we both used one and the same idea, in fact. And I am going back to the beginning of my report. Here you see the Chinese and Japanese hieroglyph of 10,000, because 10,000 for them is an expression of infinity. So that their celebrations, Banzai, that means live 10,000 years, is in fact live infinitely long. We have the same approximately daily average, not 10,000, but 1,000. I think it will be enough. Now, it is interesting that this hieroglyph of 10,000, it came from the picture of scorpion or crab. You see, this is the legs and so on. And now I see that my first photo of a Karelov has another metaphoric sense, namely, this crab is a personification, so to say, of his 10,000 years. Like this. Thank you.
That you're a politician, are you preparing us with this talk for very big inflation?
By the way, if I have another 3 minutes, I would wish to add a few words about his work, because first of all these papers are a result of very good and very successful education, which combines algebra, logic, and topology. Yes, a big role in this education had his specialization in Poland to Helena Ryszowa, where almost one century these three components were developed together. At the same time, he was not in the department of logic, because such a department did not exist, but in the department of geometry. If I could, I would show you all textbooks for the exam in this department. It is so big, all kinds of geometries, including projective, descriptive, with all details and so on. And now we see this happy appearance of the fourth component of his education, the geometric one. And the results we saw in the morning. This 104 papers which permit me to say that we have a new school in mathematical logic due to Vakarelov. As maybe 20 years ago, we had the so-called Sofia School of Model Logic, that was the name Van Benten gave. In fact, that was the school of Vakarelov, with his scores of diplomants and tens of doctorants. And I also am his doctorant, thank you. And now what I all of us are waiting is the title with number 104 in this list, his future book devoted to the space and time. Thank you.
За имената на числата ще предадеш ли, всеки сменят конституцията да влезе в конституцията? И като човек, който е с конституциите.
Какъв е крайният резултат за тия милиарди, милиони и така нататък? Ние нямаме семантика за големите числа. Това е. 10 на някаква система. Да. Това е най-разумното начин.
Ама той и за това, дето е на студента, не можеш да го кажеш, ако е много голямо.
Колко е възрастен нашия универсум? 10 на 13 светлинни години. Това.
Кой ги пребори? Извинявай.
От бит, така наречения Big Bang. Големия взрив.
Кой?
Нищо. Как го смятат това нещо? Смятат го физиците по някакъв начин. Ето това е. Обаче 10 на 13, че това е най-голямото число.
Да, сега ние не можем да се ограничим математиката, за да види къде ще.
Защо ни трябват имена, които ние не ги разбираме?
За да правим инфлация.
За инфлацията.
Факт, че или ти казват милиони, милиарди, или ние не знаем какво влагат, а тя колко нули знаят.
Инфлацията двигател на математика.
Може би наистина като мярка на инфлация.
По-добре да не става.
Ако няма, кани всички от името на професор Вакарелов на
ответната вечеря.
Благодаря ти, Бобко, значи много богато това на това. Значи, за 90 годишни неба, ще те направя още по-богат с още повече на германски.